Welcome back to Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio with our legal expert this month, Charmaine Fegan, a solicitor at Berry & Lambert. We've clarified what an executor is, how many executors you should have, and what happens if one or more is appointed. Let's now move on to a very important question: who should I choose to be my executors?
There's no rule against who can be an executor of your will. However, you should consider those that you trust implicitly, for example, a spouse, children, other family members or friends. You can choose professional executors such as a firm of solicitors, but there will be costs involved. If it's likely that there will be a dispute between beneficiaries, it may be prudent to appoint somebody independent such as a firm of solicitors. If executors are appointed who disagree and are in conflict, this can cause delays to the administration of the estate. In certain cases, executors may need to be removed by court order and an independent administrator appointed in their place to administer the estate. It's important to remember that executors must be over the age of 18 in order to deal with the estate administration.
So definitely worth choosing people who do get on well. So that covers who should be an executor, but what are the main responsibilities of an executor?
As an executor, you must notify all key institutions and organisations. You must obtain valuations of assets and liabilities of the estate and consider whether inheritance tax is payable. If inheritance tax is payable, you must submit the relevant forms and pay the amount owed prior to applying for a grant of probate. If there's no inheritance tax to pay, you need to consider whether a grant of probate is required before making an application. Executors must show that they have taken all reasonable steps to identify all assets and liabilities. It's a good idea to open an executor's bank account before collecting in the assets. Once collected, you are then responsible for paying any debts or taxes due, any creditors and things like that. They need to prepare estate accounts showing values and assets, any liabilities, income received during the administration period, administration expenses, and who is to receive the distribution and how much. Then the estate can be distributed to the beneficiaries named in the will. If an executor administers the estate incorrectly, they can be personally liable for any loss incurred by the beneficiaries, unpaid liabilities and any unpaid inheritance tax.
So a really important role. So that's some great information for someone making a will and also any potential executors out there. Thank you so much, Charmaine. Another vital topic that is important for all of us to understand. If you want to know more about that or any other legal matter, do contact Berry & Lamberts at berryandlamberts.co.uk and join us next month for another Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio.